Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, April 14th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, all over the globe. We appreciate the satellite team getting the signal out all over the world and to as many as 200 countries. And we thank you that we have a big listenership outside of the United States. So, before we get started, let me just let you know, Bob is on a remote venture tonight and will be trying to call in if he has a cell signal between Naples and Miami, Florida. He'll be on Alligator Alley driving through, and if he can get a signal, he'll come in about half past the hour, Sue. About half past the hour, we'll be looking for Bob. And let's see if he joins us. If so, it might be for 10 or 12 minutes, and then we'll go on.
Should we let him, if he comes in at 9:30, it's going to depend on where we are in this segment. Okay.
Depends on where we are, but we're just aware that that's the time he may be able to join us. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So that's what's going on for tonight. It's the Sue and Brew show tonight, and if Bob can join us, he'll spend 10 or 12 minutes with us, and then he'll make his way all the way to Miami tonight. So let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be another very interesting, uplifting, edifying teaching from God's Word. So let's pray together. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we are blessed already, and thank you that you provide for all of our needs as Jehovah Jireh. Thank you that you are God, our healer, as Jehovah Rapha. And thank you that we have abundance in you. You told us that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. So that's what we're in the midst of now and looking forward to in our future. Give us a good call tonight, we pray. Give Bob a safe journey from Naples all the way to Miami, and hope that he can call in and get in tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this will be fun. I can't wait to hear what
it
you've got
gonna
for
be
us
fun.
Tonight. Yeah.
It's going to be very fun and hopefully really meaningful for a lot of people.
Cool.
Tonight's teaching is called Heart and More. Your heart represents the source of all your motivations, what you love to do, and what you care about most. Another word for heart is passion. I'm going to say another word for heart is intention and commitment. Don't ignore your interests. Consider how they might be used for God's glory. There's a reason that you love to do these things. As a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the person. Proverbs 27:19. Serve the Lord with all your heart. 1 Samuel 12:20. Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. Proverbs 4:23. A simple life with God is better than a rich life with a ton of headaches. Proverbs 15:16. Understanding your shape. You shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. Psalm 139:13. Abilities. Your abilities are the natural talents you were born with. All our abilities come from God. God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well. Romans 12:6. Every ability can be used for God's glory. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, different ways of serving, and different abilities to perform service. 1 Corinthians 12:4. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. What you're able to do, God wants you to do. No one else can play your role because they don't have the unique shape that God has given you. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other, passing on to others God's many kind of blessings. 1 Peter 4:10. And just take a moment and think about what matters most to you in your life and how you show up for it. And think about how that's going to go forward in your life in the most meaningful ways with the people you love, with the projects you build, and with your love of self. Bring that love of your Christ self into you more fully so you can love more fully. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. That was really good. I love the fact that that was the H in shape. We did spiritual on last Thursday, H for heart today, and it's tremendous. I love it. And there's so much scripture that you use to back it up, Sue. So thank you for that teaching. Yeah. I know that Bob's not here tonight to comment on it, and I know he would love to if he could. So it'll just be you and I commenting on it. But I think what I get out of that, and one of the things that you mentioned in this teaching tonight, is the concept of doing well. Everything that we do, do it in well-doing. Do it as unto the Lord. For example, let's say that you're working in a job for a boss that might be all over the place, doesn't really care about you, is a real problem situation. And even though you're in that position, the work that you do, you want to do it as unto the Lord. In other words, do it as though it was for God directly. Because that's really what counts. That's what makes a difference. If you just do it haphazardly and so on, it's not giving a good witness to who God is and who you are. So make sure that you're working as unto the Lord, and then you will be rewarded for it by doing that. And a lot of people say, well, get there 5 minutes early and make sure that you leave, 5 minutes after your time. If that's the case, okay, go ahead. Arrive early. Stay. Don't hang out at the water cooler. Don't be catching smoke breaks outside. Whatever. Just do your time and give it to God, and don't try to shortcut. Don't try to shortcut God in the process. Heart. Sue, the idea of heart, the idea of our spirit is sometimes considered, it's our heart. It's in our heart. That's where our center core is. Our spiritual core is our heart. And I think that's important for us to see that as believers in Christ, it's a lot about heart, because it's about our regenerated, renewed spirit, a spirit that's been made alive to the things of God. If we're not aware of God, and we're not aware that he's given us this opportunity to have a relationship with him, and to love other people through him, and that we love ourselves, but we also love other people, it's not easy. Sometimes it's difficult. I think it's a lot easier to love pets and animals and birds and nature than it is to love people. But we're called to love one another. Jesus gave us that one final commandment. Which of the commandments is the most important? Jesus says to love yourself and love one another. And to show that love, not just think about it, but be love. If it means walking the extra mile for somebody, do that. You know, do it. It'll come back to you. And so we do the things that we do in order that other people can see Jesus in us. If, you know, we talk about sometimes on the Big Call, we've talked about, you know, you, all of you in Big Call Universe, you might be the only Jesus that some people ever see. And, you know, as believers, it's important for them to see Christ in you. Because every day, day by day by day, as we go through life, we're becoming more and more like him. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So, Sue, that's what I've gotten out of the teaching so far. What did you think of it? How did you see it? And what did you glean from it tonight?
Well, I find myself kind of combing through what I think is really beautiful about what you offered. And then thinking of some refinements and some nuances that I think I'm going to provide. I think what I loved about what you said, Bruce, was, you know, doing it unto the Lord, which to me is becoming one with the heart and the shape of that perfect love, so that you're bringing, and this is the word that was coming out as you were speaking, you're doing it with a sense of excellence and commitment and intentionality. Excellence, commitment, and intentionality. And then there's another shape to this. And I think we're going to be looking at it a lot in the next 2 or 3 years. There have been models of excellence and being unto the Lord that have been a lot about self-abandonment. And this isn't about, you know, escaping your ego and going egoless. That's a beautiful thing, to just move into your spirit and be bringing your best to whatever you did, like you said about the work. And I think we're going to be refining that so that it's a more integrated, healthy model. And what I mean is, a lot of people, and I've known them personally, you know, they would bring all their excellence, they would bring all their heart to what they were doing, but it had been modeled on a kind of overgiving and not a healthy respect of the self. So a lot of people take on too much responsibility, too many this, too much that, too much this, too much that. You know those people. I know those people. Mm-hmm. And yep. I think the place that we're moving into is going to be returning our center away from the distraction, the powerlessness of, you know, circumstances or where we find ourselves, and pulling ourselves back to unto the Lord as, what is this situation showing me, and what do I need to do to resolve it, make it healthy, and make it so it is, if you were in a job you didn't like, do your very best, and at the same time say, where am I going to be able to give my best in a way that is healthy for me? We have to mm-hmm. be able to notice. We have to really be able to notice both of those dimensions. You can be with people and you can say, okay, they're doing really good things for me, but you can know that they're not healthy. And you've got to look at that. You've got to look at unto the Lord now is going to be, how do we revise these situations in ourselves and outside of ourselves so that you can bring everything you've got to showing up for someone and showing up for your project, showing up for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and seeing where you're going to make adjustments so that it's sustainable. A lot of people they'll get into situations and they'll just get in this loop of, they need me to be there, and they're so self-abandoning. And this is mostly for people. It's a very acute situation for a lot of people. And now we have to bring it back unto the Lord is, how can I honor Christ in me, be the healthiest, use my heart for where I am now, and my heart, what is my heart calling for? What is thriving for me and this situation look like? What does that look like?
Give us
both. Because see how mm-hmm. that shifts the standards? We're going to really, really, really going to, the tree is going to be shaken in the standards that have been placed upon us that we didn't create, in a system that was about domination, control, hierarchy. And now we're going to have to be, okay, how can we make this system a living, loving system of unto the Lord? A living, loving system unto the Lord. And that's where it's going to take some new thinking. That's why I loved what you said. It's about excellence, but it's also about returning the power back to our sovereign knowing of Christ, and maybe some new approaches to how we create a thriving new world. So that's how I saw it.
Okay, that's quite a treatise on that teaching, Sue. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
it was. And yeah, there's no sense in not doing it from a healthy perspective. And not doing it from a perspective where, you know, you can actually be love and show love, because you first, you know, Jesus first loved us. God first loved us. And he wants us to love him back. And that's where that relationship is. That's where the connection is with God. And that's why he made us. So that's really good, Sue. I appreciate that. Thank you for that teaching.
Thank you, Bruce.
I can't wait to see what the A
You're
is going to be on Thursday.
What's the A? What's the A going to be?
I can't wait to see what it is. The S-H-A, the A in shape.
Oh, I see.
Will be on Thursday.
Okay. I see. No.
Okay.
So, Bruce. One thing that's so consistent, you're so playful. I appreciate that. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And I love your laugh, Sue. If I can get you to laugh, it's good for everybody.
I laugh. I mean, you know, I'm walking with life, laughter, and transformation.
Transformation. Life. Liberty and laughter.
I'm not so, here for the status quo. You might as well. Everybody
you're
knows
anything
that.
But
I'm
that.
Not here for the
yeah,
status.
That's right. No, that doesn't equate to who you are. No, that's right.
No
status quo.
No.
Well, let's do this, Sue. Let's move on into prayer and praise, and let's see if anybody mm-hmm. has written in. If we have any prayer requests or whatever we have, if you have too many, you want to slide some over to me, I'll pray for them if we need.
Okay, so we don't have anything from, hold on, I got to take some water. We don't have anything from Pastor Scott.
Okay.
We hope you're well, Pastor Scott.
Yes.
And I'm going to do a praise report. I heard from a member of the pod, Ms. Mm-hmm. R., And she's like, Sue, will you please pray for me? My daughter, let me see, how does she say it? Wait a minute, what did she say? First baby. She was weak. Her daughter was weak in labor, and she was having a really hard time, and it was really complicated, and she just wanted somebody to pray. And so I did with her. I hope that's not virtue signaling. But anyway, she sent me the picture of her, and we're welcoming Wyatt. I'm not going to give last names.
No last
who
name.
Who came in at 5 pounds and 12 ounces. And
okay.
So
okay.
It's just so important to have people that, and please write this down, everybody. You want to have emotional diversification. And that means, you know, you're going to need a community of people, maybe two or three people that you really can reach out to that, you know, you have to ask permission. You make it conscious. Are you available every once in a while, or can you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just nice to have, they know they can, the pod knows they can text me. I'm the, you know, mother hen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice to know when you're in a crunch that you have somebody to reach out to. So she was really excited, and I just want to thank her for sharing in that very special moment and for the arrival of Wyatt. Imagine
of
these
young,
souls that are coming.
Young Wyatt. Wyatt. What's a great name? That's a great Western name, Sue. Wyatt.
Isn't
That's
that
a great,
name? I know. I like
yeah,
it too.
Wyatt.
I like it too. It's really good. Okay, so now we're going to go on to Jeannie.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, Jesus, we trust in you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Easter and for resurrection. The risen Christ comes not to judge, but to pour out his mercy upon us. We give thanks for the gifts of grace flowing from the Lord's merciful heart. We're called not only to receive mercy, but to live it and share it with others. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Luke 6:36. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Psalm 103:8. It's interesting. Not necessarily in the Old Testament. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Matthew 5:7. Children are the world's most valuable resource and its best hope for the future. President John F. Kennedy. Today, we pray for all the leaders and listeners and their health and finance issues. Please grant us peace, comfort our hearts, keep us faithful in hope, especially for this RV blessing. May the U.S. reach a positive and permanent agreement with Iran and world peace. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed Easter season. Enjoy your week and stay safe. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that as always.
Yes.
What's that, Sue?
That's it.
That's it for tonight. Well, thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. Pastor Scott, we missed you tonight. But I love the consistency that Pastor Scott and Jeannie have in sending things in like that. And yes, we are praying for not only the peace of Jerusalem, but the peace of the Middle East, peace in Iran, and I'll have something to share about all that in my intel segment, Sue. So, thank you, Sue, for that. And now...
You're welcome, Bruce.
Yeah.
I'm just pulling up a
think
couple
good?
Of things.
Okay.
I just want to pull up one thing here.
Okay.
Email.
Sounds
in.
Good. While you're doing that, I'm going to just give a quick shout out to Sean. Thank you, Sean, tuning in and being there, and much success for you and your family.
Oh, that's nice, whoever Sean is.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Okay, here we go. So, is everybody ready? Are you ready to walk into the new?
Been ready. Yep.
A lot of people. I wonder how many people know, and I've got to give a shout out to my man, Doug.
Uh-oh. Hey, Doug.
I know. Doug. He goes, I think, he's so subtle. He goes, I think you'll enjoy this. Do you know what day it is today? You know, and don't say it. Well, I guess, I mean, I'll set myself up. Today, April 14th,
yeah,
is the day that we celebrate the language of the universe.
Mm-hmm. It's quantum
the
day.
Language of the universe, April 14th. Mm-hmm. Now, why is this important for everybody on this call? I don't know if people really understand it yet, but if you're on this call, you're somebody that is into the frontier. It's actually things like quantum mechanics, you know, new technologies, which is my bailiwick, new thinking. Those are all called frontier sciences.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why this is really, really important and why you might want to just really get your pen out, get ready for what we're going to share with you. It turns out that, you know, when we get our numbers, you're going to be walking into a world that is being run by new quantum models of reality. And what is a quantum model of reality? And I can't get too deep here because I just want to keep it simple. It's based on 414, the rounded first digits of Planck's constant. Why is Planck's constant so important? It's used to define a kilogram. And what that means is the way we're going to be computing, understanding, assembling, and moving the particles and waves of reality is about to change from a material reality, the things that you can just, we've all been steeped in this, what you can see, physical reality, when in essence you're really light and waves and particles moving through reality. So when we have extra fast computers and systems and AI, and this is very important, all of that is going to influence how you build out your projects, how we reshape the way we live our life, the plus side being nature isn't going to be separated from us. Solutions aren't going to be separated from us. But you're going to need to be very, very open to skills of connection and interconnection. Quantum physics has a principle called entanglement. And basically what's going to happen is you're going to be able to move into your project, move into telling your family about your med bed or how you want to move with them in the future. All of that is starting to, you're going to be responsible for rewriting. This is how we're going to move forward together. And this is the reality, the dream reality we want to build together. That's what the quantum world is going to be. It's not going to be as fixed, and it's going to require people and leaders that are skilled at going inside themselves, imagining, envisioning, and thinking of how they want to articulate the highest reality that they bring into a group of people, and they say, wouldn't it be meaningful to create a web of towns and cities, and we're going to make it fun for you to do it, and it's called Rebuild America. I'm going to be working with scientists and, you know, frontier science to do water projects, advanced technology projects, education projects, all these different things. Imagine the reality that you're going to be living when you're going to be able to go into a room and say, this is my project. I want to find the best talent. I want to be doing this in a way that brings, and this goes to the teaching, that increases the health and well-being of myself, my family, and the entire ecosystem I'm in. That's called, the name of my thing is Regenerative Future. It's, does this give me energy back? That's your signal. Your signal, if you're investing your energy and attention right, there's one signal, and that is, does this increase my energy or does it deplete it? That's all you have to pay attention to. Does it increase my energy? Does it make me more coherent? Does it, am I doing what I have to do to increase my own energy? And am I with people that increase my energy so that I can give back more? That's all you have to look at. That's all you have to look at. So I'm going to read a testimonial, because if you're going in the right direction, you're increasing your energy. So I'll read a testimonial and then I'll share what we can help you with. Scrolling. And this is great. Sue, thanking God for you coming in. It's not me. It's how we don't give information. We give experience, neuroscience, and Christ-based teachings for future founders. So thanking for you coming into my life. I know I will continue to become and develop even more than I already have. Letting go of my old self has been the absolute best thing I have done in my life. So here's the thing. Everybody on this call, all of us, if you look back at where you were 10 years ago and you look at where you are now, you have done some major clearing, releasing, upgrading. You have really stepped it up. And I don't care, even if it looks like your life is a mess, that's still you cleansing out of your old life. So we've come up with a program called the Sovereign Endowments. And this is what it is. An embodied return to authority, grace, and power you were always meant to carry. Practices for founders ready to lead from the inside out. So this program is based on 35 years of coaching all walks of life, CEOs, entrepreneurs, kids, people that needed healing. You name it, I was in front of those people. And my passion has been looking for the ways we can increase the effectiveness in what gets people results. And this is going to surprise you. Maybe it won't. If you're in the healing world, it won't. You can't change. You can pray. But if your nervous system is dysregulated and you don't know how to calm it and get that prayer into your body so that your body feels that state, and this is where we get into the quantum, There is no difference between the version of you that is already healed in Christ and the version that you are right now, except that your body doesn't know that. So your body keeps looping this old version of you. Remember what the woman just said? She said, I'm so grateful that I finally let go of my old self. Because we give you meditations that allow you, like Christ, to be looking from the version of you that has already transformed. When you're walking with that self-concept in your mind 24/7, the Father and you are one, because you're choosing Christ's vision of you as you and installing it so that your cells are picking that up and they are reproducing it. Do you understand? You can't do this from an intellect. This is going to be the hugest shift that people are going to see in the next 10 years. That understanding will finally be inhabiting. It'll be very much out in the mainstream. And it's based on, we have at least 40 references. This is all peer-reviewed science. So here's what I want to ask you. And I want to give a shout out to this guy, Steve, that we've written to. And I did a big group. I think it was like 40 people. And I've written to him and I haven't heard from him. So if you know Steve and he has this big group and he has a big heart, have him contact me. Because he wrote to me and I wrote him back, but I haven't heard back. So here's what I want to say to everybody. If you are committed to being grounded in 2 minutes, a 2-minute practice that you can do and you can practice, so you're bringing more Christ into you and you're also getting the benefit of the neuroscience practice of, if I breathe, if I do this, it'll take me 2 minutes morning and night. So it's for people that are very busy and just want to begin to embody walking through this new world with that calm, grace, and authority. Think about the people. When you're going to church, when you're out talking, walking about, do those people seem very centered and as if they're walking, like, are they alive? And do you feel their nervous systems are really open and balanced and clear, and they're seeing further than the average person? That's who we have to become for the world. Don't think about your social friends. Think about who you have to become to do what you're about to do. It's not the world you're living in right now. It's the world that your future Christ self is calling you to. So if you would like to step into that and have a really strong confidence connected to Christ, able to walk into the unknown, but that's your joy, that's your understanding, that's your clarity, plus a few strategic steps, then you're going to want to get the sovereign endowments. There are 10 of them. And people were crying, Bruce. I talked about it on Thursday. I'm going to be offering this this week. People were crying. They were that powerful. Mm. And just saying, wow. Oh, my gosh, wow. Amazing. Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. It is seriously amazing. So you're going to get 2 meditations. You're going to get, I think, a 70-page book. You're going to get 2 classes. And think of it as your nervous system is your altar. Your body is your temple. Your body is the temple. And think about how that is not on the planet right now. Is it coming from somebody that's been working out for, I don't want to tell you how many decades, Bruce knows. We have to embody this. It has to get into our nervous system. It can't be in our head. It's got to be in our heart. It's got to be in our nervous system. Your nervous system is your altar. And this is your lighting a candle 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes a day. And putting Christ in your body, in the altar of your nervous system. That's exactly what this is. And it's going to make you, it's going to form you, consecrate you in such a powerful, simple way. It comes through in the writing. It has stories. This is from my 35 years of doing this. This isn't me learning this in 2 years, 35 years of sitting with these experiences and watching what transformed people and giving you the best practices for this particular time when we need the best of you coming forward for your family, for yourself, for your heart, for Christ, for the world. So all you have to do to get that, they're called the sovereign. We can just say, let's just call
Effie.
It endowment. No. Let's know because we
endowment
need to get
you
the energy.
SE100, right, Sue? SE100 is what they knew.
I don't like it. That's too code. I'm going to do Endow 100. Endow 100, Bruce. Endow 100, because these are endowments. They're like, it's like getting something stabilized and endowed. I mean, if I could, at some point I'm going to try to give this to the whole world. It needs to be throughout 24 million people. It's really, really an incredible, simple, powerful tool. So just say Endow 100, send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com and say whether you have PayPal or not and your name and number, and we will be getting that out to you as long as the 800 numbers are not out, okay? And what we'll do is we do them in batches. This is for privacy. This is for we're a small boutique approach to this. And so we do it so that everybody has their, it's custom, your name is going to be referenced, we put our love into it. We're kind of like an artisanal consulting company designed for this period in time. So it's with so much love, and thank you, Bruce, for the opportunity to serve everyone and give them these tools. It's really, really appreciated. I know Christ looks at you and says, thank you. And
you're welcome, Sue.
That's all. That's what I have for tonight.
Okay. So we'll just remind them in a few minutes when I do Intel. But, yes, Endow 100, $100. Let her know if you have PayPal or not. And then if not, she can invoice you a different way. And that's good, Sue. Phone number and name in the body of the email. And send it on over. Send it on. And she can process those until such time as the 800 numbers come out. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. Now, just for grins,
you're welcome.
What's our time hack, Sue? If you
9:45.
Roger that.
Yep, it's 9:45.
I don't hear Bob.
Bob, you are there.
I was giving you time hack.
9:45. Well, that went a little longer than I thought. But, Bob, let me ask you this. Where in the world are you? Did you make it through the alley?
I made it through the alley, and I'm in Miami.
You are in Miami already.
Ooh.
Good. Roger that. I told him you were driving from, where was it, from Naples to Miami on Alligator Alley. You didn't run into any alligators or wild boar or pythons on the way, right?
No, there was none on the road. I'm sure there were plenty in the Everglades, but I didn't see any.
Yes. Okay, good.
I had my mind and eyes focused on the road.
Good.
It's a lot of
good
traffic.
Job. Well, I'm glad you. Thank you for making it in. I really appreciate that. So tell us, Bob, what it is that you are doing, if you wish, and
yeah.
Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so today was the World Pickleball Conference in Naples. So,
okay.
You know, pickleball has officially become tied with the sport of tennis for popularity, the number of people that play and the impact, you know, on the economy. And it's pretty amazing to see. And a lot of it is because people who are older can play pickleball fairly easily, where as they get old, tennis becomes more of a challenge.
Right.
And so they are able to play. And then a lot of people that never played tennis also are also able to play because it's an easier sport to be able to hit the ball. But there's also professionals in a lot of professional teams and leagues. And a lot of those people were at the event today. I got to meet people who were in the Hall of Fame. I got to meet Rick Barry, who's in the Basketball Hall of Fame and has become a pickleball player at the age of 80.
Mm-hmm.
And as of today, Rick is getting started on his Myotrol and his Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley and also his Super Strong Roll-On. He's excited to get started with because he's been pounding his body for a long, long time. He played professional basketball, and now he's been playing. He also played tennis and golf. He became a scratch golfer, and now he mm-hmm. plays a lot of pickleball, which is hard on your knees. And so I didn't have any collagen with me today, but I had a number of other things that I gave him to take home with him to get started. And he's very good friends with another ex-professional basketball player who also uses the Boomer products.
Okay.
So that was the event that I was at. And then I came down to Miami because tomorrow there's a special Battle of the Sexes pickleball match where the number one pickleball player in the world, who is 22 years old, a woman, is going to play Andre Agassi in a pickleball
oh,
match.
Oh, really?
For a
wow.
$1 million
pickleball match at
prize.
7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock
yeah.
Eastern on ESPN. 7 o'clock Eastern,
yeah.
ESPN. For $1 million, winner takes all.
Yeah. And so I'm going to be going to see that match tomorrow.
Yep.
With a couple of friends of mine who live down in this area. And so tonight, right now, I'm in between events and at my hotel in Miami.
Yeah.
And and you're listening to The Big Call.
Hello, Boomers.
Bob. Yeah. Bob, that's great. I'm glad you made it across the alley without a problem, and you got a signal, of course, in Miami. No problem. So thanks for coming in. Now, tell us what we need to know. Let's refresh everybody on the Boomers product sale and anything else that you want to talk about besides that.
Yeah, so the first thing I want to do is just say, Sue, I was talking about you today because there's a woman at the event who spoke at the event who's a neuroscience researcher and mm-hmm. is getting ready to release a book on the mind-body connection and quantum technologies and living in the zone technologies.
Oh,
and
cool. What's
she
her name?
Was for many years a tennis instructor, including with numerous famous
wow.
tennis players. And now she is a pickleball instructor and still a tennis instructor. But she's a pickleball instructor and a quantum coach. And so she was at the event, and she spoke along with a woman who used to be the number one ranked woman player in the world, who talked also about the whole body-mind connection. So after they were finished speaking, I spoke to them about the brain-derived nootropic factor of Myotrol, and I told them about you, Sue, and I told them about the big call.
It was thank you.
What's her name?
Do you remember her name?
They just called her Joy. That's why I don't remember her name, because her name is Joy, because she's like teaching people how to be joyful and playful. How pickleball is something that anybody can use to be playful. So they just call her Joy. But I'll send you a link to her website
her book.
Later.
Yeah, I would love that. Thank you. That would be great, Bob. Thank you so much.
Anyway,
that's wonderful.
That's what the event was like. And I was with my friend Mark Sarrazin, who started the pickleball podcast called The Pickleball Talks. And it's all about a reset to a new kind of aura of compassion and friendship and camaraderie, and moving away from some of the negativity that's kind of infiltrated the pickleball world, the super high competitiveness and things like that, and sometimes even violence. And so the Pickleball Talks is a new pickleball podcast about how to reset and get back to the original intention of it when it was invented in 1965, as a way to bring people together and create community. Anyway, I was there with Mark and his business partner, who also have another initiative called Interact, which is a broader concept along the same lines to create technology that will help people to interact face-to-face and to be able to connect with each other and, use the internet to make friends. And pickleball has the same type of overall goal. And so the Interact software is going to facilitate this. So the podcast is called The Pickleball Talks, a podcast of the Interact Network.
Okay. And
so
it's
a
Dr.
whole initiative.
Joy Machi. It's Dr. Joy Machi.
There you go. That's her.
How do you spell her last name, Sue? How do you spell her last name?
M-A-C-C-I. M-A-C-C-I. Quantum Force. God, so cool. Thank you, Bob. Mental mastery, brain, body, brilliance, and peak performance. Oh, my God. Oh,
that's right.
That's her. She's really, really cool. And then also, it was good to just be in the presence of all these different types of people. So some of the people were in the Pickleball Hall of Fame, meaning they were past world champions. And to just be around that energy of people that were that highly accomplished. One of the world champions was a woman that used to be a professional tennis player. And as she got older, she transitioned into pickleball and became the female singer.
Do you remember her name, Bob? Do you know her name? In case we know who she is.
But I have a picture of her. What I did was I took photographs of all the people that were speaking because they were making a video of everybody, a documentary video. And so I know I'll have access to that where I can go back and check them all. And people that I had the chance to hook up with, like Rick Barry, the basketball player. You probably remember him, Bruce. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And so I sat and had lunch with Rick and, really got well connected with him. But there were so many people there, I couldn't catch all their names and like that. So, but there is a video of everybody, and I also took photographs of everyone.
Cool.
And the man who was the leader of who founded the conference and was the MC was somebody that I got to know really well today, and he's a veteran. And I'm going to be spending time with him also tomorrow, where I'm going to the event to watch Andre Agassi and Anna Lee Waters play
Waters.
In that Challenge of the
Sexes. Lee Waters. Now, Bob, who's your money on for tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm definitely going to be root. I don't have any money on it, even though the event's at the Hard Rock, and I'm sure you could bet on it. I'm not going to be betting money, but I'm
going to
be rooting for Anna Lee. I'm rooting
Anna Lee.
For Anna Lee.
Anna Lee Waters versus Andre
Agassi. That's good. Okay. My former tennis pro was Andre Agassi's roommate at Bollettieri's. Yeah, they were like best friends.
And,
And Nick Bollettieri used to use Boomer products.
Why is it used to? Sorry, I shouldn't ask that.
I think he's no longer with us. I think Nick passed away.
Yeah, because he passed away.
Yeah.
He was in his 90s.
He was an older guy.
Yeah.
But boy, did he have a great, and they still have a great tennis camp down there in Bradenton, Florida, just south of where Bob is. And
I
may get down there and get, IMG.
Oh my God.
Nick sold it to IMG, and I may go down there for a tune-up, Bob, and I've talked to you about that.
I've never been to a tennis camp. I've never gone to a tennis camp. That would be fun.
You are a tennis camp.
So anyway,
just wait.
The bottom line is this: we still have 8 products on sale, and if you get 3, you get 50% off, and you can get 3 of the same thing or a mix and match. And if you get the products that are on the on sale page, you can get a 50% discount when you get 3 of them. And there's no limit at the moment. It's an as supplies last, and right now we have enough supplies.
Yep, and these are 8 specific products that are on sale half price if you get 3 or more. Doesn't have to be the same product. Could be 3 different. Could be 3 of the same. Could be 2 of one and 1 of another. Whatever it is, those 8 products only are on sale. Not the whole kit and caboodle, but those 8 products on sale, half price off. And I got my order in yesterday, Bob. I'm thrilled.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. So anyway, that's the end of my report for tonight from the land of pickleball in Naples and Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
So
fun.
Good on you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks for checking in. We're really thrilled you made it. And I guess we'll take it from there. Now, I always tell everybody, how do you get to Bob's website, Boomers? How do you get there? You go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And there's a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. And you click on it. You get in. You can see a product menu. It's a pull down. You've got products, and then you've got the on sale tab. You can pull that down, and you can see those 8 products that Bob's talking about. I believe there's also a link on Bob's homepage on the landing page of his site that you can click on and goes right to that. So either way, you can get to those products and see which those 8 products are, which ones they are, and then go ahead and put an order together. And take advantage of it. And I think a lot of people are already doing that. And I took advantage of it last Wednesday, I guess it was. And my order came in yesterday, and I'm all good. And I took advantage of a few more products, though I got deeper than I was, so I have more than one backup. I might have three backup now for certain products. And that's what I like to be. I like a two or three backup so I don't run out of something. So that's the ticket right there. Also, if you have any reason to call customer support, you can do that with the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. All right? And remember, Bob is located on the west coast of Florida in St. Petersburg, Florida, Central Avenue. All right? So that wraps that up. And thank you again, Bob, for coming in. Have a great day tomorrow. And that match, this Battle of the Sexes, Phase 2, is tomorrow night at 7 Eastern Time on ESPN with Andre Agassi and Annalee Waters. Wow, that's going to be fun. I am going to watch that match tomorrow night. I'm going to tape that match because I'll be at church tomorrow during that time. But I am going to tape it. I don't tape it. I'll put it on the DVR so I'll have it for when I come home. All right, cool. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Sue. Let's take a look and see where we are on our intel tonight. And I'll try to cover a couple of things that might be important at this time. You know, what's happened, I've told you guys this the last few calls, the Intel train is starting to slow down, and it's also starting to get quiet out there. You know, we used to get a lot of information from our Redemption Center leaders. We knew five or six of those in different parts of the country, and those guys signed brand new NDAs, I think it's been 2 weeks ago tonight, 2 weeks ago, and it's made them scarce. You know, we just can't really get, and I like getting stuff from the Redemption Center leaders because those guys are getting things directly from Treasury. Well, thank goodness we do hear from the military. I mean, we know this is a military operation. We know the military can change directions at any time. They go different directions. And we've got some good information that's come in recently, like over the weekend. And the question is, for how long is this information good? Because when I get it, it's good. It's solid. But you guys know we only do big calls Tuesday and Thursday nights. So what I have for tonight came from the weekend and a little bit yesterday, but the point is that the information that's coming in was very, very good for this week. And I think we are still good for this week. Initially, we heard from four different sources, and I believe I told you guys this on Thursday. I may have had this on Thursday, that Tuesday, Wednesday were in play. Tonight's Tuesday, it is not in play. Tomorrow could be in play still. Could have shifted a day. Instead of Tuesday, Wednesday, it could be a Wednesday, Thursday. One of our sources is talking about by Friday. So we could be there anywhere from Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of this week. Notifications, start of exchanges. We know from, how do we want to word this? We know from one of our sources that works with the bondholders that was doing some business yesterday up in Reno. And, you know, a lot of times the bonds are still being worked or gone back over or changed or whatever the deal is up in Reno. Usually it's Reno or Miami. That seems to be where the action is right now, at least in this country. It's in those two cities. So Reno had a group of fiduciaries and bond paymasters and so on that were up there. And we get this last night that things are moving along nicely. We did hear from a Treasury source that was talking about several things that I'll bring up in a minute, one of which was that we should be in there for this week, should be good for Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and then possibly we'd get, if we got notified Friday, we'd start exchanges Friday or Saturday. In other words, this week is still in play. Now, you guys know that we can't hold our breath for this. You know that we get in trouble when we do that. All we can do is take this one day at a time and know that it's very, very close. Okay? Even President Trump had a Truth Social post, I think it was Saturday, that was talking about worldly reset taking place. Worldly reset. We use the term global instead of worldly. We use the term global currency reset. But he was referring to, I believe, the global currency reset, even though the wording he said was slightly different. So there are things like that that are happening. What about the USN and USTN spending foldable money, United States Treasury notes? We know that they're in the banks, we know they're in the redemption centers, and we know that that is our new money. Now, the USN will be announced as gold-backed, returning to the gold standard, essentially, and we're supposed to get at some time, we don't know exactly when, we think it's between, it's in the time frame that we're in right now. We should hear an announcement from Scott Bessent, who is their Treasury Secretary, about how much gold the United States has. Now, he won't tell us where it all is, because we've got several different depositories throughout the country, but he's going to tell us about that. Now, why would he bring up the amount of gold that the United States has unless it's related to the gold that's backing the value of our currency? I mean, that's the connection. The connection is that that gold is what, plus other assets, you got to add silver, palladium, platinum, you got to add other precious metals and exotic metals. You've got to put in oil, natural gas, intellectual property, that's huge. All of these things help to back, as assets, back the value of the USN, our United States new or United States note. You can look at it either way. In other words, it's not a Federal Reserve note anymore. It's a United States Treasury note. Because remember, the Federal Reserve isn't even part of our government. It's a separate, independently owned bank, European owned. And that is what is going to be going away. We'll still have some Federal Reserve chairmen who will take it as that is being rolled into the Treasury. The so-called Fed is dead. But we will still monitor interest rates and that type of thing through a new Federal Reserve chairman. But the ownership of it essentially will be our U.S. Treasury, okay, which is our central bank now. Okay, so this is what's happening all over the globe. These central banks have been closed down, taken over. Countries have their own banks now for their own sovereignty, and they have their own currencies that are asset-backed by whatever assets the country has. Some of it's above ground, some of it's below ground assets. You know, like in the state, in the country of Zimbabwe, you know, they've got so much underground, it's ridiculous. They've got precious metals, they've got jewels, they've got gold, they've got everything. And that's one reason that the Zimbabwe dollar is going to be so valuable. And it's on par with the USN. Right now, the USD, but the USD is going away. By the way, our accounts have been mirrored for a couple of years with the QFS, the quantum financial system. Our accounts have been mirrored. As of Monday, yes, was it yesterday, Sunday? As of Saturday or Sunday, our accounts are live with the quantum financial system. And the SWIFT is all but done, all but gone away. There were four countries, they were still trying to use the SWIFT system to send funds around the world. That has been shut down. And so we are moving at a good pace to get everything accomplished that needs to be accomplished. We got the ISO 200-2022 in effect. The Clarity Act is still hanging around in the Senate. But President Trump, in a Truth Social post the other day, talked about we have the clarity of such and such. And I think he was making a reference to the Clarity Act. There's a little bit of code in what he says sometimes. So I'll tell you what we did here last night was that we have a new president. I believe his name is Nasir Al-Mehdi, A-L-M-E-D-I, I believe it is, or maybe A-L-M-I-D-I, Al-Mehdi. Al-Mehdi, Nasir, N-A-S-S-I-R, Nasir. And I believe he is the president of Kurdistan, where we used to have President Talabani as president of Kurdistan. But now we've got Nasir, and he is a good guy. Now, what I understood was happening today was that we would have a new cabinet appointed for the president or prime minister of Iraq. And I believe that Prime Minister Sudani is at least an interim prime minister at this time and was involved to some extent in that. I believe he was the one that was going to be appointing the cabinet. Now, here's the theory. If it did occur today, which we were told it would be, then tomorrow it would be announced that it would be open, that, hey, Iraq has a new cabinet, a new president has been seated, a new cabinet, you know, they have their parliament in place, I believe still in place. And so this seems strange to me that we'd have to wait on that. That why in the world do we even care that Iraq has a cabinet or who they are or whatever? In the long run, it's a good thing. And maybe that would come tomorrow, the theory being if we get that information about the cabinet tomorrow, we could get notified tomorrow or Tuesday, or Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday. So there does seem to be a level of importance with it, even regarding us and us getting started with toll-free numbers. Now, let's go to the toll-free number aspect. The people in the Treasury know who the ZIM holders are unless you've been gifted ZIM. Some people, as you guys know, go way back and they were gifting $50 billion ZIM notes and other notes and whatever. A lot of people gave ZIM. Some people gave dong. I don't know that many people that gave dinar, but some people gave dong and ZIM. Well, they may not know everybody, so they may not have your email if you were gifted or if you've changed your email. But if you've registered with your email on bigcalluniverse.com, if you've registered, we have it. And we will be sending out an email blast that will include the 800 number. When you get one from us, we'll verify the number as the real McCoy before it goes out to you. But everybody should be getting, most everybody, will be getting that email directly from Wells Fargo servers. Okay? Now, the other part is that we will also put, this is subject to the ability to do this, but I believe we're okay for us to put it on our website, on the landing page. of BigCallUniverse.com. We'll have it on there, and you'll be able to get it and call it. It'll be good for the U.S., and if we get the Canadian number for our friends up north in Canada, if we get the Canadian number, we'll put it there and make sure it's for Canada only, okay? Because there will be a separate toll-free number for Canada, okay? And then we'll have the one for us in the United States, all right? So that's what our intention is, to do that. Now, what else? Let's see, there was something else I was going to tell you guys. Beyond that, well, let's just talk really briefly about what you'll need when you go in for your appointment. We haven't talked about this in months, probably. It's probably a good idea to go back over it. You need a photo ID, which would be your driver's license, student ID, government ID, passport, any of those things would be good. They want to see who you are visually. You know, when you show up, they'll probably take your picture. Don't worry. They're going to take it and run it through the database to make sure that you're a good person and not somebody on the wanted list. So you got that going on. You have your utility bill or cell phone bill, your gas bill or electric bill, something like that, with your address on it, so that they see where you live. Okay, good. You got that. Pony that up. That's in the KYC, the Know Your Customer, initial couple of minutes. It won't take long for them to do that. And then, of course, you'll be, you know, ponying up your currency to them. They'll run it through the Duolaro machine, and then you'll be able to see what the value of your currencies are. Obviously, they're very interested in the ZIM, and that is the only currency that you have to redeem that you'll have to sign an NDA for. If you have dinar, dong, rupiah, whatever, and it's not ZIM, you won't have to sign an NDA. But if you're a ZIM holder, because of the largesse of those notes and the denominations, they do want you to sign an NDA. How long will it be? 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? They will judge you on that when you're in there. If they think you're the kind of person that can keep your mouth shut, you might have a 60-day NDA. If they think you're all over the place and scattered, you could be a 90 to 120-day NDA. So it just depends on how you comport yourself when you get in there. Okay, you've got that. By the way, this is just another piece that came to me. All sanctions were lifted against Venezuela. Venezuela is back, good to go, as one of the currencies. The Venezuelan Bolivar is one of the currencies that will be on the screens at the Redemption Center. And by the way, those currencies, and we've got about 42 of them right now, that will be on the screens at the Redemption Center, all of those currencies that are there should value between $3 and $5 in that range. Some will be a little bit higher. Some will be probably around $3. Now, the dong, much, much higher. Dinar, not even, don't even think about it. It's way higher. The ZIM is on par with the U.S. dollar at $1. Okay? Bolivar, like I said, probably about 3 to 5 in that range. And that's it on rates. We don't do rates, but that was just a rough idea. Beyond that, when you pony up your currency and they count it in the Duolaro machine, you know, write down how much they say you have in dinar, how much you have in ZIM, how much you have in all of those, okay, just so you keep track of it. Now, at the time of the big call tonight, we still believe we who are exchanging currencies and redeeming ZIM will get our restitution reclamation allowance, our DOGE payment, our tariff dividends, those three at the Redemption Center. Now, they want to do that because they'll physically see who is getting that. They'll want to know who you are. This kind of... Okay. Hold on.
Somebody
one
calling
second.
In?
Yeah. Sue, I'll be right back, okay? I'll be right back.
What am I going to say to edutain you? So another thing, let me see. I'm going to think about, everybody should be thinking about who they...
Okay, I'm back, Sue.
...want. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, never mind.
I'm back, too.
I just want to finish up that intel.
Okay.
Yep, I just want to finish it up. Okay, so when you're going through that process, they do want us to have something to do with all the Zim money. They do want projects. They do want a humanitarian effort. But they're primarily interested in job creation, sustainability, that type of thing is what they really would like us to be involved in. Now, a lot of our projects, Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Pastoral Retreat Network, and the Veterans Retreat Network, all of those are going to involve hiring people, employing people, creating jobs, all of that. So those projects are all good for that. And if you want to partner with me on Rebuild America with Sue and Bob, and Sue may be involved a little bit, I don't know, we'll see. But if you want to be involved, that's where we're going to send out emails to everybody that is interested, and we'll have a new website, a couple of new websites built that'll be slightly interactive, where you can post what you want to put on there with a, like, we'll have like a 20 question questionnaire that will ask you certain questions about Rebuild America and see if you want to be involved in it. If you do, which I hope, I'm looking for 5,000 people across the country that'll help me in 50 states to bird dog this situation, to find out what's needed in this town, in this community. What do they used to have? What do they used to do? Manufacturing. What do they need? What is the job situation like? What do they need? Do they need new industry? Do they need some kind of manufacturing? What do they need? You know, you'll help me figure that out, and then we'll go from there. And I hope to meet a lot of you regionally, more or less in small group meetings, probably not some big mega meeting, but a small group meeting regionally throughout the country. So we'll be doing that. All right, so getting back to the exchange thing, you know, you're going to find out how much you're getting. If you get the Doge payments, your R&R, and your tariff dividends, make sure you write down what those are separately, because they're going to want to put that in to the quantum account. And once it's in there, once you lay all the other currency money in that quantum account, you're not going to know what is what. You're not going to know, well, what was that from? Or how much did I get from that? You won't know any of it. So get it to begin with. Make sure they tell you how much each aspect of it is and how much each currency is worth in U.S. dollars, and then keep track of it. And then your quantum account will be set up. They'll give you a quantum account card that you'll have you'll have a biometric fingerprint or thumbprint to access it. And I believe the username password may not be needed now. But you'll need a 5-digit PIN code. You'll need a new email, an email password. So you've got a few things there that you'll have to create when you're there getting the quantum account. Now, your Wells Fargo account gives you another card. Remember, you don't spend a nickel with the quantum account card. All it does is move money from your treasury-based quantum account into your primary or secondary bank accounts. And initially it'll be Wells, and you can add a couple of other banks if you want to add other banks to that. You can do that and move some funds into other banks. But the beauty of the Wells situation is you'll be able to use it for your primary and secondary accounts, and you'll be able to take the interest that you earn, because you're not going to make a nickel in interest in the quantum account. That's just there for safety and protection. And when you want to move money into your primary or secondary bank accounts, you can do that. And I know Wells is telling us we're going to make, you know, approximately 8% interest per annual percentage yearly, APY, with those accounts, with the money that's in our primary or secondary bank accounts. And they'll let us move a pretty good chunk of change right away. After 60, 90 days, you should have access to ever how much you want to move into those bank accounts, all right? All right, so you're going to get that. You're going to get a Q phone, take it home, and then you'll be able to get service, which will be like a satellite phone all over the place. You'll get a two-page list, I believe, of bank perks, benefits, bennies, that you'll get with the bank, and you can take advantage of a few of them or whatever. I don't know if you could choose more than one or two or three. Probably you could choose about anything if you want. But the question is, do you even want to? You'll have all the money in the world. Do you need to? Do you want it? Maybe there is something there that would be cool to have in the perk pages, okay? Otherwise, you'll leave with a credit debit card that should work when you leave. They have some new money, our new USTN currency. You can probably get a couple, $3,000 of that. Of course, that comes off your total. You know, it's not just a grab bag. You just, yeah, I'd like to get a couple thousand or $3,000 in the new money, and then boom. You know, they don't want you to load up on it because they don't want you to be a target for robbery or burglary or something like that. And then you scoot on out of there. Now, they have to set up your new account. They have to do all of that stuff in 35 to 40 minutes. That's a lot. I can barely say it all in that kind of time. But they're going to be rolling. But this is not a time to talk about your past or your projects in any depth. No time. No time for that. You got 3 to 5 minutes, maybe, to talk about your project. So make a nice, simple presentation, and just let them know, you know, what you're planning. All right. Beyond that, you know what's happening in Iraq. You know that the Bolivar is back in good graces. I don't know about that Iranian rial, you guys. I don't see it. Not yet. We might get surprised. If they can come up with a peace deal that'll stick, you know, maybe the rial will be back in play. And I know not that many of you have the rial, but just hold on to it and see what happens. Let's see. Is that everything I wanted to cover tonight? I think so. Our timing could be anywhere from tomorrow to Saturday, as it is now. And I know there's more intel out there that I'll probably get when I come off this call, but that's all I have for right now. So let's do this. Let me mention what Sue is offering, which is the Sovereign Endowment. We're just going to call it Endow. Thank you, Sue. I remember. ENDOW is how you spell Endow. Endow. And it's $100. And this is something that Sue described in great detail tonight.
Would you like me to describe it now? Let me just insert.
In 20 seconds.
This is 2-minute practices specifically for founders. So you maintain confidence, discipline, wisdom, and move into your greatest fulfillment. Go ahead.
Perfect. That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. Now, pick this up by sending Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com.
Oh.
Integrated, INTEGRATED, minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Let her know, I have PayPal, I don't have PayPal. Put your name and your cell phone number in the email and send it off ASAP, because when we get the numbers, the deal is off. Take advantage of it. It's really going to be very valuable, and Sue's done a great job expressing what that is, what's contained in it. So everybody jump on that, especially you guys on the West Coast tonight. Mountain and West Coast, it's not that late, but get it out to her because she'll be working on these tomorrow, all right, and getting those out there. Audio downloads of two classes, $100 total, all right? A great, great deal. And approximately a 70-page booklet that you'll download and print out, and you'll have it. Oh, that's a great idea, Sue. I'm glad you thought of that and are doing that. That alone is worth more than $100. But you'll get the recordings, you'll get the meditations, you'll get the booklet, and you'll get the class involvement and participation of the pod. So thank you, Sue, for that. Let's go ahead and thank everybody. Thank you, Bob, for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Have a great time tomorrow at the Battle of the Sexes pickleball match at 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. We're assuming it's the main ESPN channel. So do that. I'm going to record it and watch it. And I want to thank Sue and Bob, and I want to thank GCK and Doug, and thank you, Pastor Scott and Jeannie, for your consistency, and thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the signal out, and thank you so much for a Big Call Universe, excuse me, for tuning in and listening and being faithful listeners of the Big Call for the last 15 years. So let's see what happens in the next several days. We will talk to you Thursday night. We'll have a call Thursday. So I'll see you Thursday night. In the meantime, let's pray out the call. Lord God, thank you so much for all the information that you've brought to us today. Help it to stick. Help the intel that we have to stay so that this week is our week, so that we do get 800 numbers and that we're able to set our appointments and get exchanged and redeem our Zim this week and then begin to change the world one person, one town, one area at a time. Thank you for all you've done in our lives to take us to this point. Thank you for what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great night. And we will see you on Thursday. Thanks, Sue.
You're welcome.